In about 10 minutes, we're going to be lining up. We're going to be getting ready to take our march down to the Staples Center, another place they said we could not go, but we are going to go there. We'll be lining up in just a few minutes. We have a couple of powerful speakers, including Pam Africa is going to be speaking to you in a couple of minutes. As soon as Sister Africa has finished speaking, we're going to be marching. So bear with us. I know it's hot, but if you think it's uncomfortable here, just think what it's like to be locked away in a cell for 18 years for 23 and a half hours a day. You think about that, and it's a hell of a lot cooler here. We're going to stay here, and we're going to march as long as it takes, so hang in there with us. The next speaker is from one of the groups in town that so many of us are proud of, Barbara Lott Holland from the Bus Riders Union.
Charges. We are well qualified to speak on the case of Mumia Abu-Jamal because his experience is the same as ours. He was a victim of police brutality. The police beat his brother when they stopped him in his car in December of 1981. See, the reason I feel the pain is because my brother was beaten, killed in that prison complex over there on Boucher Street, the Twin Towers, that hellish place. Mumia is a victim of police brutality. Who survived? He's a fighter against police brutality. We support him for both of these reasons. That's why we as family members of police murder victims are adding our voices to the growing movement to stop the execution and to free him from jail. Think about it, people. Mumia is on death row for a crime he did not commit. Almost all of the police officers who killed our children are still free and walking the street with badges and guns. Mumia must be set free. The cops who murdered and brutalized our children must be tried and convicted. See, we're tired and fed up. We won't take it no more. We're tired of the injustice. We're tired of the cover-up from the higher court to the lower court. We're tired of Bernard Parks and Lee Baca. We're tired of all these phony politicians in our community telling us to vote when they won't even pass legislation to try to get information and convict the cops who brutalized our loved ones. I want to leave you with this. The wall over there has been taken down now, but that wall over there, it represents something. That wall represents the stolen lives. That wall represents 2,000 people who have been brutalized since 1992, and the list is adding. So please, if you get a chance, stop by and check that wall out. Free your mind. Free Mumia Abu-Jamal. Brick by brick, wall by wall, we're going to free Mumia Abu-Jamal. And please come march with the 022 Coalition. We'll be over there. March with us, you guys. Thanks.
Okay, the next speaker is Minjin Duzi Kotasa from the organization US.
Greetings, brothers and sisters, friends and enemies. On behalf of the organization US, I send solidarity greetings to all of the organizations and persons who are gathered here today in support of Mumia Abu-Jamal and his just struggle. It is a just struggle, people. Mumia is in a fight for his life, and we must make every effort to make sure they do not take it. Our organization, US, also stands in solidarity with Mamiya and all the other political prisoners in their struggle for the right of life, freedom, and justice. Again, we must link the political prisoners movement with Mamiya, and don't forget all those unsung and untold warriors that have committed and practiced and have given a commitment to the struggle. We, the organization US, also stands firmly in our opposition to the death penalty, the official and vindictive ritual of bloodletting by the state. We cannot let this happen. Our opposition to the death penalty, and we must link the death penalty with Mamiya's struggle. Our opposition to the death penalty is based on five things. First, our belief in the sacredness of every human life. We believe that every human life is sacred, and it would be a violation to take that life. Secondly, our opposition to the death penalty is because the possibility and reality of human error in determining innocence and guilty. There have been many people who have served time, 5, 10, and 15 years, who have been found innocent. Third, we are against the death penalty because of the irreversibility of the act of taking a life. If the state take this life, we cannot say forgiveness. Fourth is the discriminatory nature of the process of race and class. Fifth, we oppose the death penalty because of the existence of alternatives to this savage and senseless practice. We know the struggle for Mamiya is part of a larger struggle for the human freedom and human dignity of a just and good society. And we know that it is a long and difficult one. So we say, free Mamiya, continue the struggle.
All power to the people. All power to the people. Free Mamiya. Free Mamiya. We must free Mamiya in this generation. That is our moral obligation. Mamiya represents all of us. Mamiya represents the thousands and thousands of brothers and sisters in prison, locked down in America's prisons. Mamiya is a symbol of our struggle. Free Mamiya! Free Mamiya! Free Mamiya! Down with capitalism! All power to the people!
Okay, can Lisa Thelberg and Rosa Escamilla meet at the corner of 5th and Olive? Someone has lost them. All right, next. We have a sister who is a discipline, who was a disciple of John Africa's Move organization. She is the minister of confrontation. Confrontation is really important. It was the spirit of Chris Hani. It was the spirit of Steve Biko. It is the spirit of the youth today. So please welcome this strong African sister, Pam Africa of the Move organization.
On the move. Long live revolution. Long live the fight to be free. I want to make it perfectly clear to people that this judge, Judge Young, he is no different than Judge Sable. We must triple the work that we were doing beforehand. We must do for Mamiya what Mamiya has done for us. Mamiya is known as the voice of the voiceless, because he gives voice to those people who cannot speak up for themselves. He gives voice to the people who cannot get their cause around the world. Right now, Mamiya needs people to be his voice. He had asked, there's an amicus brief that Mamiya has asked people to look up on the internet, look up on the websites, and join in on the appeal to Judge Young to make sure that the information inside that brief be added into the court proceedings. The information inside that brief shows very clearly the conspiracy between Judge Sable, between the district attorney, and between Mumia's court-appointed attorney, Anthony Jackson. A conspiracy that will wreck you to the core. We're asking people to read this brief, go back into your schools, do a play on the brief, go back into your unions, and demand that the other side present their side. When they say that Mumia is guilty, then goddamn it, prove it, or get the fuck out of our way. Stop involving yourselves in union talk. I've been hearing all this bullshit about radio personalities going after unions, going after people that speak up for Mumia in a backstabbing kind of way. If you're stating that Mumia is guilty of murder, then goddamn it, prove it. One thing is evident by the crowd that you see here. One thing is evident by the movement that you've seen. You have not seen this movement dwindle not one bit. If this government was powerful when Rage Against the Machine took that stand in Philadelphia and stood up against the governor of Jersey, stood up against the FOP, stood up against all retired ass Howard Stern's hippie, yippie, no good motherfucker, lying ass motherfucker. If these people was powerful when the media, them sitcoms to come on in the evening, around 7 o'clock, the media there, if they were powerful, then Mumia movement wouldn't be what it is today. Instead, when they went after Rage Against the Machine, thousands of more people joined in. When they went after the students in Seattle, thousands of more people joined in. When they went after the students in Antioch, thousands of more people joined in. You don't see a movement that is dwindling. When we had the demonstration in Philadelphia, the Fraternal Order Police talked about a counter-demonstration. Well, where the hell was it? You saw ours by any motherfucking means necessary. Whether we had to speak it, whether we had to shout it, whether we had to disrupt your motherfucking traffic, we did what was necessary to bring attention to the case of Mumia Abdul-Jabbar. So again, I'm asking people to do what it is that Mumia has done for all of us. Mumia has never once asked anyone to do anything. He presented himself before the world as a freedom fighter, fighting for the causes of people. This one amicus brief, he's asking each and every last person, organization, to read it. Once you read this amicus brief, you will be very clear. There will be no doubt in anyone's mind about the conspiracy of this government to kill Mumia and what extent they will go to. Power to the people. Continue the fight to free yourselves. Continue the fight. This Democratic Convention, the picture that I'm holding here is of Ed Rendell, the chairman of the Democratic Party. He got there on the maiming, the bombing, the killing, the shooting of people in Philadelphia. This motherfucker wrote the illegal warrant that took cops into my home in Powelton Village in 1978, where they beat Delbert Africa on national TV, framed 13 MOVE members. 9 is still in jail. Wait a minute, 8 is still in jail. Merle Africa was killed inside the prison. When they couldn't, you know, stop MOVE then, and Mumia was putting out the truth about MOVE, the next thing they did, they went after Mumia Abdul-Jabbar. Ed Rendell was a part of the conspiracy to frame Mumia and put him on death row. Years later, 1985, this Hitler-spitting motherfucker went to Judge Lynn Abraham with an illegal warrant, which she signed, and they went on Mother's Day, 1985, dropped a bomb, killing 11 black men, women, and children. What was that motherfucker's reward? Today, he's here, bringing in gore, a member to be president of the United States. What we have here is rapists, bombers, murderers, people who lock up, frame up, and kill people illegally. I'm saying when we leave here, we need to send not only a message for Mumia, but for a message to the mothers who lost their children, to the children of the, you know, to the kids who lost their moms, their dads on May 13th, to the many black men, women, and children, Latinos, and poor whites who were shot down in the street, illegally arrested. We need to send these motherfuckers a loud, clear message, and that we will not stand by. We will not stand by and allow this situation to go down without exposing who really these people are. Want to act as if the Republicans is better than the Democrats. All these motherfuckers are filthy. All their hands is dripping with the blood of the poor. Their hands are dripping with the blood of the goddamn rich, but they don't understand. Because like these cops, they're like trained pit bulls. All this government got to do is tell them they're sick, and they don't give a fuck who they sick. The Army, the Navy, they don't care. Kent State and all those officers were out there was like a bunch of trained pit bulls. When they said sick them, kill them, they took deliberate aim and shot down children. When they said sick them, kill them, drop a bomb on innocent men, women, and children, they did it. I say that to say we got a purpose here today, and we ain't gonna let these ineffective motherfuckers stop it. And our purpose is to put out information. This is a peaceful demonstration. This is an informational demonstration in order to take this goddamn system down. And we're not going to be duped by any of their game playing. And our intentions is marching up to that Staples Center and putting out information and gathering support on the way. With that, I say on the move, and I'll join you with Mozzie, Mumia's son. Where's he at? At the front of the line. And I have Elliot Grossman behind the... We'll be behind this banner. I'd like to introduce you to Elliot Grossman, who did the Amicus brief. That Mumia want everybody to understand the details in this brief. And we're going to be rather short right here, but we will explain it thoroughly at the other end. And I'm asking you, on behalf of Mumia, be the voice of the voiceless for the voice of the voiceless. On the move. Free Mumia.
This is why we're here. Ed Randell, who was the head prosecutor when Mumia was framed up, is now the national chairman of the Democratic Party, appointed by Clinton. This is why we can have no faith in the Democratic Party. My name is Elliot Grossman. I'm one of the attorneys representing a local Los Angeles organization that has filed a brief in the federal court in Philadelphia in support of Mumia. Our organization is the Chicano Studies Foundation, started by Rudy Acuna, professor at Cal State Northridge. As Chicanos and Chicanas, we know the kind of oppression that minorities are subjected to and how people are railroaded into jail right and left in this country. Blacks, Mexicans, Chicanos, Latinos, Native Americans, poor whites, and do not get justice. That's why we filed our brief. And what we say in our brief, the most important point, is that Mumia was not the victim of ineffective representation by his attorney. His attorney was ineffective in winning the case, but he was very effective in losing the case. Mumia was sold down the river by a court-appointed attorney that the judge put down there to get him convicted. And that's why he deserves a new trial. 1 month before the trial started, Mumia realized this attorney was unprepared to win, but was prepared to lose, and demanded the right to represent himself. The judge let him represent himself, but then Mumia did such a good job representing himself, cross-examining those witnesses, interviewing the jurors. The prosecutor had to take people off the jury because they said, we like Mumia so much since we met him in the courtroom and he's been talking to us, we can't vote to execute him. So the judge said to himself, we got to put that lawyer back in to sell him down the river because Mumia's going to win the case. But the judge needed an excuse. So when the trial was going to actually begin with the opening statements and the witnesses, Mumia asked for one thing, the assistance of John Africa, who is not a lawyer, to sit at the table with him and help him. And the judge denied it, although it was his constitutional right to have John Africa there. And then the judge used the fact that Mumia protested it, which was his right, to remove Mumia as his own attorney, to put that sellout lawyer there, to sell him down the river. And we're saying that's unconstitutional, that's wrong, and because of that, Mumia deserves a new trial. We're asking your support. Your support to let us say that in court, but the judge has refused to accept our brief. He refused to accept a brief from the British Parliament saying the same thing. We're going to appeal that decision, and we want the support of everybody here to make the appeals court, make the judge accept the brief, hear the arguments, and free Mumia Abu-Jamal!
Okay, just to let you know what's going on now, I want to introduce the African drummers, the group here in L.A. They fight for the rights of all people in Mumia. They're going to lead us while we all gather. To my left, you should start gathering. Discipline, order.
La marcha empezó por la Hill. Caminaron hacia la Broadway, hacia el este por la Hill. Como unos 100 policías se pegaron al Subway y a las otras tiendas con una aparente intención de proteger algún daño material. La marcha sigue hacia el sur por la Broadway, lentamente, casi en cámara lenta, de banqueta a banqueta. Todo está totalmente cubierto de gente, como unos 250 reporteros. ¿Y usted qué, por qué no marcha? ¿Sabe por qué están marchando?
No, simplemente...
Están encarcelando mucha gente latina y negra en Estados Unidos, más de 2 millones, más que en cualquier parte del mundo. Ellos están marchando, ¿y usted por qué no? ¿Usted está de acuerdo?
Estoy de acuerdo con lo que están haciendo, sí, porque están en su derecho de hablar.
¿Y usted por qué no protesta junto con ellos? ¿Usted está de acuerdo en que tengan más de 2 millones de gente en la cárcel?
No, no estoy de acuerdo.
¿Eh?
No estoy de acuerdo.
¿Pero prefieren no marchar?
Prefiero no marchar por no estar en problemas, no estar así, neutro.
Gracias. Me acaban de informar de que hay 10 monitores legales del Departamento de Justicia. Estamos caminando lentamente por la Broadway, todavía rumbo al sur, casi llegando a la calle 7, 6 helicópteros flotando estáticos arriba. Llegando a las 7 de la Broadway, como unos 150, 200 policías, probablemente más. Arriba los helicópteros volando en el mismo lugar estáticos, abajo los policías, bloqueando la calle 7 por el lado este. Y la Broadway rumbo al sur. Los policías que están en la calle 7, en el este, en la Boca Calle, en el crucero, tienen como unos 50 policías en motocicleta detrás de ellos. La Broadway, la Hill, la Olive, en la parte norte y sur de los cruceros, adyacentes a la calle 7, están llenos de policías. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. Aquí nomás hay 18 policías. Y un tanto por el otro lado de la calle, por la calle Olive.
Stand right now.
The case is pending in the Federal District Court of Los Angeles. And I'm sorry, can we start?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Thank you.
His case is pending in the Federal District Court of Philadelphia. And we'll hear from the judge within a month or two and get a date to go to court. And we'll have an argument. The judge will decide whether or not he wants to take more evidence. And then he'll decide the case.
Now, this movement, like people what you see, we see today and other parts of the country, do you feel that it has made any difference?
Of course. Support historically always makes a difference.
The
law is very flexible. And judges can do pretty much whatever they please within a given range. We're looking for a court that is neutral, objective, that will look at our case in accordance with the law and the facts. If we have support, I think a judge will do that.
Now, earlier in Pershing Square, a woman mentioned that the Cuban television is broadcasting Mumia Bojamal's case. Do you feel that that will be a pressure point for the United States to resolve the case faster?
Well, I think there has been widespread international support, as well as Cuba. Of course, it's very good to have Cuba supporting the case. But 75 legislators in Denmark have called for a new trial. 45 legislators in Japan have called for a new trial. President Mandela has. Bishop Tutu has. Former President of Germany, the Foreign Minister of Belgium, Madame Mitterrand, the widow of the former President of France. All of these people have looked at this case and have called on the United States to do the right thing. So I'm glad to have Cuba amongst that group.
We want to be webcasting via internet and radio show this interview. Is there a message that you would like to deliver to the people listening?
I think people should stand strong for justice at this point. Mumia's case is an important case. History has shown us that if they can take away Mumia Abu-Jamal, then many others are in jeopardy, many causes are in jeopardy. The strong stand for Angela Davis in the early 70s was very helpful in opening up the United States, opening up the anti-war movement, the women's movement, all the other movements that sprang up in the early 70s. I think we face the same thing in the new millennium with Mumia's case.
One last question, Mr. Wanglas. What's your take on the Latinos who've been sentenced to death in United States prisons?
Well, this last week, Oliver Cruz was executed in Texas, a man who was mentally retarded. And who oversaw that execution was the Republican presidential candidate, George Bush. And the Democratic presidential candidate, Al Gore, had nothing to say about this. I mean, it's part of why we have to be out here today, part of why we have to speak out, because the elected representatives are not paying attention to the needs of the people, and we have to make our voices heard.
Thank you, sir.
On a move. Long live John Africa. The LA convention is but an echo of the recent convention in Philadelphia. It is a convention bought and paid for by corporate capital. It is a convention of the well-to-do and wealthy, not of the workers or the poor. And Philadelphia shows us that politicians are nothing but public relations spokesmen for their bosses. Whether one votes for the Democrats or Republicans, ultimately one votes for their own repression. The prisons that dot our landscape, 2 million men, women, and children held in American jails and prisons. The 3,600 men, women, and juveniles facing the death at the hands of the state are each and all the political result of the politics of oppression, estrangement, of separation, and of isolation. We are not used to seeing politicians, or for that matter, police, as tools and instruments of political ill will, but they are that. We need to think outside the box of the two-headed dog of American politics. Why not a party of those who labor? Why not a party of those which includes the interests of youth, mothers, students, or the growing poor? You will see none of these interests represented on the stages of the two-party system. And I say, isn't it time to create an alternative? Because both parties are parties of death, of war, of alienation, and of unending conflict. Why not a party of peace and justice? Of life and our common humanity? Why not a party that speaks to our highest hopes instead of our darkest fears? The need for change was never more obvious than now. And to quote John Africa one more time, revolution means change. Revolution is doing it, or it ain't getting done. Let's do it, on the move. All my love. Freedom Move 9. Free my father. Thank you very much.
Our next speaker is Merle Wu from the San Francisco Mumia Coalition. Longtime member, socialist leader of the Freedom Socialist Party and Radical Women.
She fought as an out lesbian radical and won free speech multi-discrimination battle against UC Berkeley twice. Merle Wu.
Hey, what's up, everybody? The Democrats and the Republicans. What a bunch of fuckers. They're the cause of all the misery. They're the cause and the protectors of capitalism. They caused the wars, the union busting, pollution, the prison industry, sexism, homophobia, racism, anti-immigrant scapegoating, and national chauvinism, all fueled by their greedy, insatiable, voracious drive for corporate profits. And if we can't vote for Mumia today for president, by God, we're going to vote socialist, because we're going to have an alternative against them. Now, Mumia's movement, the movement during this period of time in the last 18 years that he's been on death row, the international support in 70 different countries, all nationally to this day, Mumia stands as our alternative. And what does he say as he imagines freedom? He says, revolution is not a word, but an attitude. Revolution does not weaken, but strengthen. Revolution is not war, but peace. And revolution does not separate, but bring us together. And that is what we're about today. We're coming together in this next biggest, longest movement since the anti-Vietnam War. And if all the youth who are here, you think you missed something, you didn't, because now you're going to be in that alternative wave towards revolution and towards building a united front and towards that inclusivity that even the anti-Vietnam War didn't have. Mumia has supported lesbians. He has supported great fighters like Ella Baker, that great civil rights movement leader and leader of SNCC. But Mumia also respects her because he said that she exposed the sexual exploitation of poor women who have been forced to work as domestic workers. This is only an extension of slave society. So we are going to come together in his name. We are also going to imagine freedom. And we have a plan and a program for that revolution. And we're going to do it. We're going to create it. And we're going to be at the crest of that wave. And so whether Bush or Gore wins this contest in November, and even if Nader should win, that's only skin deep. We don't want somebody who's just a partial speaker for us. We want someone who is going to dig down to the root, just like Mumia advocates, and build those revolutionary parties. We're not going to lose this time. Working and poor people are going to win, because we're going to create the united fronts that will be needed to defend our livelihoods, our rights, and our natural resources. Free Black Revolutionary and our brother, Mumia Abu-Jamal, and all political prisoners. End cop terror and all repression. No vigilantes on the Texas border. No more support for organized labor for the Republican and Democratic parties. We're the working class, the labor rank and file, and we say down with the two parties. And then we say, vote socialist, build joint left slates for a real alternative. And that's what Mumia is saying. Criticize, build those revolutionary parties for a real alternative. Free Mumia, free ourselves. Hooray.
What's up, people? Hey, real quick, can Fred Brooks go over to the media check-in? Your wife is looking for you. And I'd like to give some shout-outs to some of the groups that are here in solidarity with us. Shout-out to ACT UP. Shout-out to the Chicano Moratorium. And shout-out to the Gabriella Network. All right, and as well, next we have a sister from South Central. I saw Watts in the house. Where's Watts at? Okay, I'd like to bring up this sister from the South Central Solidarity segment.
It is so wonderful to see all of the faces out here representing every walk of life, every corner of this globe. I cannot tell you how proud I am to see all of the youth, all of you beautiful youth. You are our seeds. I cannot begin to tell you how much we love you. Brick by brick, wall by wall. Brick by brick. You know, folks, I got in this battle for a personal reason. I had a nephew who was a loving, gentle man. He had a troubled life, went in and out of the penitentiary, basically a very good person. He had told me that he had been accused of killing a prison guard the last time he was in the penitentiary, and they had threatened to kill him if he ever returned. Well, he returned on a white-collar crime, as they call it, and about 3 months later, we get an anonymous call about 2 o'clock in the morning saying, "You're going to hear some disturbing news. They're going to tell you that it was a natural death. They put your nephew in a refrigerator and left him there for 3 days. Based on that, based on my history of activism, I knew that I could no longer send in a check to these bastards expecting that they would be looking out for me and my family and my best interests. I am a fourth generation Democrat, and I'm here today to say there is no way that these people are going to look at the interests that we are looking at. They're devastating our neighborhoods. They're jailing and killing our children. And Momia is just the top of this powder keg that at any moment is liable to go off and imprison all of us. So hang in there. Folks, we need every single body to be with us in this fight, because you know that your families and your neighbors' families are impacted by this. So thank you again.
Just a quick announcement, just so people don't get confused or concerned. At the end of the rally, we'll be here just a little bit longer, and then at the end of the rally, after the Aslan Underground is played and such, some of you folks, if you're leaving by Figueroa and Olympic, the fire department is there, and they are going to offer a little misty spray to help cool you off. They're there as friends to help cool you off, so don't be alarmed, just take advantage of their kind offer. A couple of more shout-outs for some of the groups and the growing movement to save Mamiya that have endorsed this rally. Korean Immigrant Workers Advocates, let's hear it for them. The Alameda County Labor Council endorsed this rally. The Families Against Three Strikes endorsed this family. The Center for Human Rights and Constitutional Law and the California Nurses Association, let's hear it.
Now, hold on, you know, because there's things here to come. Aslan Underground is waiting in the wings. So hold on. I want to introduce the next person, another fighter who stood by Mumia's side, Leonard Wine Glass.
I'll be brief. It's pretty hot. Mumia is not a stranger to Southern California. In prison, he completed the course requirements and got his master's degree from Cal State Dominguez Hills. Here's a copy of it. When Cal State sent him his diploma, which I was holding, the prison authorities seized it as contraband and have refused to release it to him to hold in his cell. Maybe they're right. Maybe this is a dangerous document. Maybe the reason why Mumia is so dangerous is because he writes and he speaks and people listen, and what he has to say is important. What we have to say to this Democratic Party is something that they're not going to talk about so readily on the convention floor. We're not going to talk about the stock market or the high-income CEOs or the increase in income to the upper middle class. What we're going to talk about is the doubling of the prison population to 2 million in these last 8 years. A prison population that now exceeds the prison population of China by 500,000. China, which is four times as large as this country. A prison population that was produced by an arrest rate that is five times larger than the arrest and incarceration rate of all of Europe. We're going to talk about the fact that those on death row have doubled in numbers in these 8 years, that the number of executions in these 8 years have doubled, and that this Democratic Party now and their party platform has endorsed the death penalty as a policy of government. We don't stand alone. We have the National Conference of Bishops calling for an end to the death penalty, the National Board of Rabbis calling for an end to the death penalty, every major Protestant group in the United States calling for the end of the death penalty. We even have the American Bar Association, 300,000 lawyers calling for a moratorium on the death penalty. Why aren't they listening? What are they afraid of? This is where people stand who've had any contact with this criminal justice system. Justice Blackmun, a Supreme Court justice for 2 decades, a Nixon appointee, a pro-death penalty advocate, sat for 20 years and watched death case after death case coming through that court, and at the end he said, I will no longer tinker with this machinery of death. I will no longer order the execution of anyone coming before this court. That's the sentiment of anyone who has any contact with this broken criminal justice system. I want to close with a story that was reported in the New York Times last Sunday. In 1996, one of the key figures at the Clinton Democratic Convention was an old friend named Mr. Woolsey. Mr. Woolsey became a part of the Clinton administration and became the head of the CIA. He has since retired, and he's now in private practice. He has done one case here in Los Angeles, a deportation case representing 5 Iraqis who the government seeks to deport. And at the end of that case, which he lost, he came out and he told the representative of the press, what a fascist country this has become. That from the former head of the CIA. People say that those of us, particularly those who are young, don't really know the full facts of what they're talking about. You can take it from those who've been involved. You can take it from those who have supported this system for many years. It is no longer a defensible system. And the fight for Mumia's life is at the center of the fight to roll back that system and to finally secure justice in America. So I want to thank you for being here on Mumia's behalf, and I want to tell you to stand with Mumia and stand strong for justice. Thank you.
Okay, right away. Everybody, stay patient. I know it's hot out there, but we'll be all right. I need people. the collectors to go to the red and yellow banner. To where I'm pointing over here. Red and yellow banner right over there. All the collectors, get over there. Now, thanks. I want to introduce another fighter who's been fighting for Mumia a long time. Long, long time. A national coordinator of Mumia work.